This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Most philosophers would say that individuals have human rights that are more fundamental than those protected by law. Does it make sense to say that people have rights if these rights are not protected?
You sent us these responses.
From Seattle, absolutely. It seems to me that fundamental human rights are a higher notion than law. This is not to say we shouldn't try to codify them in law, but to believe they are the same is hubris. Truth is a higher notion than proof. From Missoula, I think it does make sense if we consider a process instead of an entity. If we decide there are some privileges or rights that deserve protecting, we would identify them and then construct protective measures, laws, aimed at realizing them. This approach may be critiqued on the basis that it only proposes possible rights that do not exist until negotiations yield their existence, but such negotiated existence is clearly prior to their protection. And what do philosophers have to say?
We call them human rights because we have them regardless of the recognition by government. Humans do have rights, whether they're being protected or not.
It is easy to forget that our legal system is meant to protect what is naturally owed to us. Thus, it becomes easy to think that we should have nothing more than what the government is willing to provide.
One of the more spectacular moments in the history of human rights occurred more than 50 years ago when Eleanor Roosevelt led the newly formed United Nations in accepting a Declaration of Human Rights. That declaration makes it clear that human rights come first, recognizing
the inherent dignity and the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world.
In other words, good governments are those that protect and promote human rights. The declaration continues.
Disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts. The advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief, and freedom from want and fear, has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people.
It was the still-present horrors of World War II that helped citizens of the world realize and say what was most important to them.
Therefore, the General Assembly proclaimed this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations.
Here is next week's topic. Can a non-human animal act unethically?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.